It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Okay, ladies, we're going to dive into Lesson 12, Test 8. I've entitled this one, A Decreasing Pattern of Sin. We're going to be in 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 10. And I want to just say, before we get into reading the verses, I really believe that this test is the most critical and the most crucial one of the entire book of 1 John. All of the tests are important, but this one is the most critical one, in my opinion, just from what we see here of what John is getting ready to tell us, because a decreasing pattern of sin, this is going to touch on habitual, unrepentant sin. That's kind of what I've been trying to convey to all of you as we've been going through this study, just how important that cannot mark the life of a believer. Habitual, unrepentant sin cannot be what defines a Christian. So this test, above all of them, is the most crucial, because if this one in any way reflects your life as a whole pattern, we need to stop and examine that. And this one can pretty much almost disqualify someone as a believer, because this will not be characteristic in any way, shape, or form of a Christian. So let's get into the text. I want you to be thinking about that as I read these verses. We're going to start here in verse 4, going through verse 10. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one who is born of God practices sin, because his seed abides in him and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. So we're going to get into this, and I hope you hear that repetition as I read those verses. I've pointed that out many times, how John continues to talk in a circular pattern, and he does heavy emphasis of repetition, and he does it again here. I hope you heard those words, practices righteousness, he is righteous. Practices sin, he is of the devil. And he talks about that over and over, about practicing sin, practicing righteousness. We're going to look at those and see what's really being talked about there. Christians and sin are not compatible. A true believer will not be practicing sin. And by this, I mean Christians will not be in habitual, unrepentant sin. So let me clarify that. We will all sin at certain points. It's a given. We are still fallen. It is still our flesh nature that we are going to sin at times. If we didn't, then we would be God, and that's not a good thing. So this is not talking about never sinning ever, ever again. That's not the context here, and we'll begin to break that down here in just a minute. But what he is saying is a Christian will not be in habitual, unrepentant sin. So John's going to tell us why that is so. And in verse 4, the word is practice. That's what he uses there. And in the Greek, this means making sin a habitual practice. So right there, if you're reading this in context, it says that to practice sin is making sin a habitual practice. That's what the Greek means. So keep that in mind. It's not just any sin. If you just accidentally fall into it and it happens and you hate it and you war against it, we're not talking about that. We're talking about habitual, unrepentant sin. And because we are new creatures in Christ, we have the Holy Spirit as our moral compass. We are prevented from practicing habitual sin. Our conscience, the Holy Spirit, he won't let us do that. And Romans 6:12 reminds us of that, since we have a new nature in Christ. And let me read that for us. Whenever we look at Romans 6:12, it talks about that whole concept of a new nature in Christ, so that therefore we won't even be able to practice that habitual, unrepentant sin. And in studying the commentaries, I've come across a really good breakdown as to why it is absolutely impossible for a Christian to remain in habitual sin. I'm going to kind of use that as our outline as we go through this text. And I'm going to point that out to you, that it is impossible. It is absolutely impossible for a Christian to remain in habitual sin. It can't happen. And here's why. Sin is incompatible with the law of God, which they love, Romans 7:12, which says, "So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good." So sin it's absolutely incompatible with the law of God. So that can't happen. The word lawlessness used here, and I'm in the NASB, in verse 4 of our study here, is referring to the ultimate sense of rebellion. Living as if it weren't even there. Living as if the law were not even there. Living as if God's commands were not even there. Correct? We are not still under the law because we're under the new covenant of Christ coming. But there are still commands of Christ that are still applicable to our lives as Christians. And this is telling us that people who would live in a sense of rebellion and living as if it weren't there, that is lawlessness. And so therefore it can't be compatible with a Christian's life. And don't we see that going on today? Don't we see a lot of that going on today where people they want to just ignore God's command and they want to do what they want to do and they want to justify it out and cherry pick verses and make it be okay. They want to justify their sin. That is not something characteristic of a Christian. And as we see in James 4:17, it says, "Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin." So that goes in that whole concept of if you know that it's sin and you know that it's against God and his commands and you do it anyways, again, not characteristic of a Christian. The second reason that Christians can't habitually sin is because it is contrary to why Christ died for us. Romans 6:1-2, it reminds us of this. And let me just read that for us. "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it?" And again, great reminder there that it just cannot happen. He died to sanctify. He died for our sins and also to sanctify us. Therefore, Christians cannot habitually sin because it's contrary to why Christ died for us. And in verse 6, as we look at in our study here, "No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him." That is talking about habitual, unrepentant sin. It's not saying that you'll never sin. It's just keep with that same theme and context of this passage. And that is what we're trying to look at here. It's not the little bitty sins or any type of sin that we accidentally fall into or that we stumble across. No, this is willful, habitual, unrepentant sin. So when we look at that, if there is nothing in a person that is preventing them from habitual sinning, well, John tells us that salvation never happened. He's clear. He tells it flat out, salvation never happened if there is nothing in a person that prevents them from habitual sinning. Because as we know, the Holy Spirit will prevent them. And whenever you look at verse 7, you replace habitual sin with habitual righteousness and living for him after salvation. That's what happens. It's the great trade-off. You don't habitually sin, but you habitually practice righteousness. It's a wonderful, wonderful doctrine that we can look to. And in verse 8, when it says practices, I'm going to read that part to us. "The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the very beginning." Well, let's stop there. Remember that habitual sin characterizes Satan. Therefore, those of Satan will be dominated by sin. Keep that in mind. Christ came to destroy Satan and enslavement to sin. Therefore, if you are saved, you cannot be dominated by sin habitually. It just can't happen. If Christ came to destroy Satan, and he did, and he came to destroy the enslavement to sin, which he did, you therefore cannot be saved and be dominated by sin habitually. And when we look at verse 9, "No one who was born of God practices sin because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." Well, verses 9 and 10, really, that whole section there, it's telling us you're of one or the other. You're of God or you're of Satan. You're of one or the other. You cannot be of both. And that is what this is reminding us of. A true Christian will not be in habitual, unrepentant sin They will not continue in the same sin over and over and over and over and justify it and be okay with it and not be warring against it. It just cannot happen in the life of a believer. John is crystal clear, and he is telling it to us right now, that if you have that characteristic of your life of habitual unrepentant sin, then you never had salvation in the first place. These are John's words. These are what's in the Bible. They are not mine. So I want to ask you, which are you? Which are you? Are you of God or are you of Satan? Which one do you pledge your allegiance to? Are you warring against that sin in your life? Do you hate it whenever you sin and you fall into that trap and you get up and you war against it and you pray and you repent? Is that characteristic of your life? Or rather, are you in some sort of bondage to sin that you practice over and over and over, and you have not died to it, you have not confessed it, and you have not read what the Word of God says and responded to it? I want to leave you with that today, because this is a very, very critical and crucial test that we have here, and it is going to be one of the ones that will characterize who we are in Christ. So this is about a decreasing pattern of sin in your life. You can find this lesson under the Bible Studies tab on naomistable.com.